Welcome to the Callaway Golf Podcast, part of the Callaway Podcast Network. Here's your host, Jeff Newbarth.
Welcome to the Callaway Golf Podcast. We're doing something different today. We're going to be grilling. I mean, this is just serendipitous. It works out perfect with Emiliano Grillo. Grillo, I never know how to say your last name. I'm just going with Emmy for the rest of the day. Good morning. How is everything?
That's perfect. Good morning. Thank you for having me today. Grilling with Grillo.
All right. We are going to grill with Grillo. We have, well, why don't you tell everybody what we're making and tell us why we're making it?
Why we're making it, because it's amazing and it's super easy to make. We're going to have some skirt steak, just very Argentinian style. For people who don't know, the skirt steak goes actually inside the rib of the cow. So it's kind of weird, but it's phenomenal. It's great taste and it's super easy to make.
Well, it's one of my favorite cuts of meat. As you can see, I got all dressed up here. I got the apron going on. I got the grill. So what temperature should I get my grill? Should I get it cranked up all the way to the hottest as I can do?
Yes. You want to crank it as hard as you can. This is
all
a
right,
thin cut.
Here we go.
It's only going to take a couple of minutes to cook.
All right. Well, it's getting heated up. We want to take your questions. We're live on all the Callaway social channels right now. So if you have questions for Emmy, ask them. Matt, Jen, and Josh are going to be texting them to me, so I'm not being rude and looking, and I will ask the question. Here's our first one from Trevor. What is the best food city on tour?
Food city, it's hard not to pick New Orleans. I don't eat fish quite often, but when I go there, it's a fish now, especially like everything local.
Can't beat the redfish.
I'm a huge fan of the oysters.
I don't eat oysters ever,
but I go there and it's all I do.
Really? You don't eat oysters? We are both residents of the great city of San Diego. There's a couple great oyster spots. We'll give those to you after we're done with this, that are fantastic. My favorite, obviously, is Ironside downtown, our good buddy Chef Jason. Hopefully they'll be opening up soon as kind of craziness ends. Before we kind of get into this, I do want to talk about some amazing, amazing work you're doing for your native land, your homeland of Argentina. Can you tell everybody what you're doing and how they can participate and help in this great endeavor you've taken upon yourself?
Absolutely. You know, with the help of you guys with Callaway and all of my sponsors, we kind of set up a bunch of lives from Instagram. You know, like a lot of people not able to get out of the house. So I figured out how can everybody help from home. So the best way is just donate it from home and just participate in a little bit of a raffle and get a bunch of prizes from I'm getting the sports guys, sportsmen from all over the world. I mean, I'm trying to do it with a bunch of footballers. Argentina's a huge football team, football country. So, you know, I started with that. I'm moving on with some tennis players and rugby players and all different sports and trying to just get some prizes and, you know, just doing it live from Instagram, trying to spread the word, kind of what we're doing now, but just, you know, talking a little bit of golf, a little bit of football, maybe a little bit of food here and there, just something very relaxed, just trying to spread the word and they put the thing out there, trying to help everything with this coronavirus thing and trying to help those people in need and the hospitals with the stuff that they need, either a mask or something so basic like alcohol, you know. Argentina, I think it needs it right now, and they're going through a tough time, and you know, I'm from there, so. And I'm here so far away, so I'm trying to help any way I can.
And give people your handle on Instagram so they know where to follow you so they can go participate. And everybody who's listening, let's go there and let's help Emmy out. So tell people where they can follow you.
Absolutely. You know, you can follow me at Grill Emiliano. That's my hashtag. I'll be posting it today, actually. I'm doing a live today at 4 p.m. Time of California. 7 p.m. of Eastern time, and I'll put the hashtag there so you guys can go online there and donate. I mean, the lowest you can donate is $1, and $1 goes a long way down in Argentina. So you can imagine how much can, you know, $5 or $10 change in Argentina. It could change a few lives down there.
Awesome. All right. Well, I'm going to donate $50 to you. So I'll do that as soon as we're done with this podcast. Try to match me.
I'll take that.
Let's try to help Emmy out. All right. So I'm at 450 degrees. I'm at 450. We're on the way to 500 degrees. So talk to me. I've never been to Argentina, but I've had plenty of friends who've gone there, and they're known for just the most amazing beef. I have been in New York City to a few Argentinian steakhouses. Can you kind of give us the background as to why beef is so amazing down there and why it's so popular?
You know what? It's not the same. First, like the kind of cuts that we use are completely different than in here. We usually use the almost like if you have 20, 30 people in body, you use the whole rack of the ribs of the cow, and we use a bunch of parts of the cow that we maybe saying cow is not maybe of the beef that here in the US you don't see. The grill is different, it's completely different. We use charcoal, and we use a little system mm-hmm. that the grill goes up and down, so you can control the temperature. That little charcoal gives it a little extra taste, and usually all we use is just salt, just basic meat and salt. That's kind of what we have here. Nothing else. Fresh meat and salt. It's as basic as it gets. And you can play around a little bit, but this is my little basic recipe that you can't go wrong with it.
All right. Well, I have some more questions for you, Emmy. Mike, how popular is golf in Argentina, and how did you get started?
Not very popular. I would say it's probably the fifth sport in popularity. There's only probably 100,000 handicaps. Just so you know, there's more people playing golf in the U.S. than people living in Argentina, so you can have an idea. And how did I start? My dad used to play golf when I wasn't even born. And then when I was five, I would play around with his golf clubs a little bit. And then, you know, my parents were like, okay, like, I think it's time for him to try golf. You know, it was back in the time where I would try every single sport. I tried all of them. I tried tennis, I tried basketball, I tried football, obviously. And, you know, I stick to golf.
All right. Grant wants to know, what is your home course in San Diego?
I'm at the Grand. I'm based at the Grand. Love it. I think it's the best spot in town.
Yeah, the Grand is the only Fazio course here in San Diego. You're not the only tour pro who plays out there. Our good friend Xander Schauffele plays out there. You know, it's how often do you, let me just ask you, how often do you get to Torrey? Torrey's about, if you can see where I'm pointing, it's about a mile, mile and a quarter that way. How often do you guys get out there? Because you guys get some of the first tee times.
I go there once a year on the tournament, and that's it. I was able to, my girlfriend was like, hey, let's go hit some balls in Torrey. I'm like, okay. That was like literally the first time that she asked me to go play. So I couldn't say no. And then I went there and I literally hit 100 balls. And that's as close as I got to the golfers.
It's such a great walk though, isn't it? Like, it's almost fun to go out there and not even bring the golf clubs and just go for a walk. It's so beautiful.
It's probably the best golf course when it comes to scenery in the whole country.
Yeah, for sure. That one and Pebble are on everyone's short list. Have you been able to go to the water and see this bioluminescence? We have what's called the blue waves here. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it. The photos are amazing. Have you been able to go down there and see it yet?
I've been there probably. I've been probably three or four times. I think it's absolutely beautiful. It's a great program if you're bored in the house, and you know 8-9 p.m. after dinner, and you just go there and sit and sit in your car, chill, and maybe have a beer or something.
Exactly. All right, Emmy. I can't see where your grill is at, but I'm at the right temperature. So you talk me through it. I have my salt right here. I have my skirt steak right here. I got my tongs right here. You talk me through what we need to be doing here.
All right. I have the meat here too. So grab the piece of meat. Grab a little bit of salt with your hand or whatever if you want to. And just put it on one side. I'm going to do the same right here. It's very simple.
All right.
If you can use kosher salt, something thicker than just regular salt,
I have some cherry wood smoked salt. All right. Salt is on the meat.
So put a little bit more than you would on just a regular piece of meat that you would So, all right. Don't be afraid to put a little bit of extra salt in there. I'm not afraid. It won't be bad. So I'm gonna move over a little bit. I'm gonna hold it with my phone, and I'm gonna do.
I'm gonna show everyone here. This is what I did.
I'm gonna hold a piece with my hand.
There's a steak for me. You want me to throw this bad boy on, or do I have to wait another minute?
So I got my grill almost out of fire. So.
Okay. I'll wait for you. You tell me when, and I'll throw it on.
Hey, if it's hard. I mean,
Okay, Jake wants to know, outside of Messi, who's your favorite Argentinian footballer?
Outside of Messi, that's a hard question. That's a very tough question. Probably Agüero. Agüero is probably one of my favorites. Agüero is an all-time scorer for the Premier League. So,
All right. And Ryan wants to know, do you miss all the weekly travel, or has it been nice to relax? All right, I'm going to throw my meat on right now. Ryan wants to know, have you been enjoying the downtime? Or do you miss weekly tour travel? All right, here it goes.
I've been enjoying it, that's for sure.
All right, yeah, so that meat is on.
It's going to be very hard.
Yeah. All right, I got it closed up. I got it ready to go. And I'm waiting you to tell me what to do next. What do you think it's going to be like when the tour goes back? I know they've kind of put out some things that they're going to try to get it going for Colonial in early June. What's your anticipation like?
Honestly, I have no idea. I mean, this could be the way or the week. To get there and all of a sudden, oh, it's the virus, nothing, then they will tell us to go back home. So, that could happen. Or we can just play from here to here and it could go either way. I hope so that we're able to play in everybody's. And we put a show on TV, you know?
Yeah. All right. What am I supposed to be doing here? Do I need to flip anything or just kind of let it sit for a couple more minutes? All right. Well, I'm going to let this thing keep cooking right here. This is going to be pretty magical. I may do some of this steak with some eggs in a few minutes. Ooh, that's looking pretty good right now. Should I flip it over? Oh,
just wait for a little bit until you see that you see that all the meat is kind of dark on one side.
Okay.
And then
we'll I got to wait another minute or two. Growing up, who were the players you admired the most?
Well, Tiger's obviously number one up there.
He's pretty good.
You know, I kind of feel bad for some people that had to deal with Tiger, you know, anywhere from 2000 to 2010. It was kind of unfair. So it was kind of hard not to pull for Tiger in all those tournaments, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And then Cabrera growing up and watching him winning majors and, you know, beating Tiger in the US Open, winning the Masters, incredible way.
All right. Austin wants to know, give me your most memorable moment competing in the Olympics. And while you answer that question, I'm going to flip this.
Yeah, we're going to flip them right now.
Flipped. Oh, it looks
You can see the color, and now we just wait until all the juice comes up.
Okay.
When all the juice in the cup, then it's done and it's ready to go. Ready to eat. I'm actually looking
great.
Forward.
I gotta get a knife. While I get a knife, tell me your most memorable moment about the Olympics.
You know, just playing for my team, playing for Argentina, playing for my country. I think that gives an extra plus to any tournament. And of course having the chance to win a gold medal or any sort of medal in the Olympics and also being able to go on some watch some other sports. I was lucky to go see Phelps swim and Del Potro play tennis, and you know it was absolutely a fun week. It's absolutely a shame that we cannot do it this year, but I think I'm okay by waiting a little bit and going on.
All right, Morgan wants to know. Yeah, Morgan wants to know. Besides your dad, who was the other person that got you into golf?
No, it's just my dad. I mean, it was just my family. I mean, not only my dad, but also, you know, my mom started playing when I started playing, so it was a family thing.
All right, our buddy Joe House, who loves to grill, loves to cook, wants to know what is the best side to go along with this amazing skirt steak that we're making.
I like meat on meat.
I love that. I'm with you on that.
I usually do French fries.
Okay,
French fries. It's my thing.
Okay.
I like to.
I'm gonna take mine off. I think mine is ready.
The fat drops and the fire comes up, so you can see that the juice is coming up. This one is not ready yet, but this one is ready.
Mine is ready. I'm gonna take mine off. Now, Emmy, do you let it rest before you slice it? So here's mine. I don't know if you can see that. Slice it
straight.
All right, I'm gonna go over here and slice it, and then I'll show everybody what it kind of turned out and see how we did. If you're asking me a question, I apologize because the phone is over on the other side. Oh, it's a little rare, which is exactly how I like it. All right, let me put this knife. Look at that. Did I do okay, Emmy? How's that look?
You did okay. For your first time, it's okay.
Oh, my God, is that good.
You like it?
I love it. Right. Oh, my God, I'm going to have more. David wants to know, what's your favorite club in your bag right now?
My driver, no question. My driver, no question.
Talk to me about... Table. Talk to me about getting fit into a driver. Is that I know it's not something you do every day, you know, something hopefully once a year, but what's your process like when you work with the Callaway Tour team?
You know, we have a great team and they know me so well that they just, it's usually very simple. They just bring me a head with my old shaft, put it in, and I usually compare it and it's better than the old one.
Yeah.
It's a magical thing. But your
relationship with our tour team is so unique. I mean, the guys always talk about having dinners with you and stuff. Can you kind of describe the relationship you have with Johnny and Mike and you know, Simon and Joe Toulon and Jacob and Tim Reed, the entire tour teams? It's very special.
Absolutely. I love all of the guys. I wouldn't trade any member for any other person working on tour, that's for sure. Like I told you, they know me so well that you know, every time I walk in the track, they're making jokes, and you know, I'm probably one of the most that spends the most time on the track and probably get the less product out of the truck just because I love my clubs. I don't use often, and you know, they treat me well, so I treat them well with a bunch of meat. When they came here in San Diego, I invited everybody. Usually in the first time of the year, we try to do a little bit of a grill in Napa, and you know, I try to keep them happy. They keep me happy, and I try to keep them happy, and they enjoy it. I enjoy it too. I love cooking. So
you certainly do. Nate wants to know, if you could only win one major, what would it be and why?
The Masters.
That's kind of mean. I want you to win all the majors. The Masters. Why?
Well, yeah, but you've given me one. So,
okay.
Why? I mean, that place is it's incredible. I mean, if you haven't been there yet,
this apron off now.
It's the most magical place in the whole planet. It's like Disneyland for golfers.
What?
And being able to go there for the rest of my life.
What do you think about a fall Masters?
I don't know. I mean, the only time I've been there was in March and April. So I have no idea what that's going to look like. So.
All right. A few more questions for Emmy here. I put the steak inside because I was about to eat the entire thing. Bruce wants to know, do you keep the driver outside of your hands when taking it back? Give details of your takeaway. Oh, we're getting serious here, Bruce.
So say again. I'm sorry. I
he wants to know.
We went technical.
Yeah. Do you keep the driver outside of your hands when taking it back? So I'll just simulate with
at least at the beginning.
Grab a spatula. So you kind of put it in that position, kind of right there where you take it back.
Yes,
I'm
a little
pretty
bit.
Good at spatula golf.
At the beginning of the swing is still, it stays a little bit outside. How's that? You think that?
I like it.
Look. Okay?
Oh my goodness. That looks pretty tasty. I know where I'm going for dinner next time we can get out of the house. I'm going to your place. That looks spectacular. How's it taste?
Amazing.
Oh, what's better than it's like 9:20 in the morning eating steak?
I was going to say it's a little bit early for steak, but I'm all about it.
Yeah, well, I'm doing the keto thing. So for me, this is absolutely perfect. All right, a couple more questions and we're going to let you go. Give me sort of with this new schedule that's potentially out there, how often are we going to see you out there on the PGA Tour?
I'm aiming for the first two, at least.
Okay.
And then see how it goes because, again, like I told you, I don't know what to expect. I don't know what's going to be like. I don't know how people's going to react. The tour definitely wants to get out there, and
yeah.
I support that. I just my biggest concern is just traveling, getting on planes and getting with people that's coming all over the U.S. I mean, there's places like New York where there's 500,000 people with this coronavirus thing. So I'm not worried about me. I like to play golf, and if I have to risk a little bit, I'm gonna do it. But it's not only about me. It's about everybody else that it's surrounded on.
Yeah. And how often are you practicing and are you kind of ramping it up as we get closer and closer to June?
You know, the grand was closed. I mean, it's opening tomorrow. So tomorrow will be basically my first practice day in what? 4 weeks? 5 weeks?
Yeah. Oh, nice. Let's get a money game going. Let's get a money game going.
Oh, bring your wallet. you might take some, but...
You could take 5 years off and it wouldn't matter. You'd still be taking my money. James wants to know, if you weren't a pro golfer, what would you be doing? I would assume you'd be a chef, but if you weren't going to be a pro golfer or a chef, what would you be doing?
Yeah, I would try to have my own restaurant, that's for sure. But I always wanted to be a doctor. My dad was a doctor, so I don't know. It was always kind of a thing. He was a surgeon and, always wanted to do the same.
That's so much work, though. I mean, that's really hard being a surgeon. That's the amount of school and dedication. You know, it's just such a it's so inspiring. I played my club opened up here over the weekend, and I played Sunday with a medical professional, and just hearing some of the stories and stuff that these people are doing, they're truly heroes, and we thank them for the service. If you had one thing you wanted to improve between now and when you go back to the tour, what is the one thing you're going to work on for the next month?
Just keeping the ball in play.
Okay.
I've been missing both ways for the last couple of years, and that's kind of holding me back from good results and good weeks and opportunities. So I think I got it. I had weeks to figure out, and I've been working here at home, just doing a bunch of drills, and I'm actually very, very excited to get back tomorrow.
Nice.
Give me a call in a week and I'll let you know if I'm back or maybe I'm back to working on another drill.
Okay. Colt told me to ask this question. And yes, this is Colt Nost. He wants you to tell the story because he told it the other day, his version of it. tell me the story about the wager you guys made about not saying a negative word on the golf course, and how did that get resolved?
I knew that was coming. My side of the story that he loves, he said a story that I love. So I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what he told you, but we didn't last long. That's for sure.
He told me, go ahead. Tell me your version. I'll tell you what he said.
Max.
He told me that after three holes, someone who may or may not be you took a club and threw it into a body of water. And then you tried to get out of the bet by saying, well, I didn't say anything negative. Is that true? Or is Colt making stuff up?
That may or may not be true.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Connor, we'll leave it at that. Connor wants to know, did you buy anything crazy after your first win on tour? What's the craziest thing you bought after your first win on tour?
I'm not a spender. I like to invest. Like, I was lucky that the actually my best 3 weeks on tour, either the week before or after, I was scheduled to make a big purchase. I bought my house literally the Wednesday of the Barclays, where I finished second, one shot behind Patrick Reed, unfortunately. But you know, it was one of those weeks that everything it was great. I mean, I bought my house and I was able to finish second. So that was a big down payment, I guess.
For sure. It's always good if you're going to buy something big. Maybe that's the type of pressure that you need, which actually could lead well to the return in a couple of weeks, right? you never know.
I did buy a house not long ago. So
yeah. So it's gonna work. It's gonna work. All right. Thank you everybody for asking all these questions. Thanks, Emmy, for showing me how to grill some Argentinian skirt steak, which is now going into my I'm gonna chop that up, and I'm gonna probably save. We're gonna do a little Taco Tuesday here tonight to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. So that's gonna be part of the lunch tacos before the dinner tacos. Last thing again, tell people how they can help you with your support for the coronavirus in Argentina, because it's such an amazing, amazing thing you're doing. Tell everyone one more time, and like I said, I'm going to donate $50. Please try to match me if you can, and let's help Emmy raise some money. So go ahead, Emmy, tell people one more time.
Again, if you guys want to join my live tonight, it's at 4 p.m. local here in California, 7 p.m. Eastern time. If you want to join, I'll have a link in there. All you have to do is just go in there. It's super simple. Donate $1, $5, $10, whatever you guys can. Every dollar goes a long way down in Argentina. It's super easy. You can do it with a credit card. Anybody can do it. So, just go on my Instagram or just I have the link there on my live tonight. So
great. Perfect.
Thank you, everybody.
And send me the link. Yeah. Send me the link. And Emmy, when we put this podcast out, I want to put the link on the podcast. So just text me the link, and we'll make sure when Trevor, Matt, Josh, and Jen, when they post the podcast, that we put the link there too, so all of the fans of Callaway can help pitch in.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. Thank you for your support. I know that you guys do phenomenal things also for charity, and thank you guys for your help.
All right. Well, that's Emiliano Grillo. We just went grilling with Grillo. Thursday, we're going to be joined with Retief Goosen. So many questions to ask. Yeah, the multi, you know, he's known as a little bit of a quiet person. So I can't wait to get to spend some time with him. But I mean, major championship victories, international events. Do you have any memories of playing Retief or playing with Retief? I know you guys didn't really cross over too much, but any memories with him?
Not playing with him, but watching him on TV. I mean, Retief 2003, 2004, you know, it was my swing to look. Just every shot from him, that, you know, hitting a couple three woods or making a putt to win the US Open and things like that. It was one of my inspirations for sure when I was growing up.
Yeah. Plus, he's been struck by lightning. I mean, who doesn't want to talk to someone who's been struck by lightning? I can't wait to dive deep on that. So you can check that one out. That's going to be Thursday morning here on the West Coast. I think an early start on that one. We can't wait to have you listen to that one or watch it live on the Callaway Golf Podcast. And then next week, we're going to have Alex Noren on. Alex Noren has one of the most beautiful swings, and I love that move that he does. I'm going to make him do it where he gets all the way down there. My back hurts trying to do that. So we'll have Alex Noren on next week as we continue to roll on. Go back and subscribe to the podcast. Don't forget to check out The Fitting Room. Nate and Dave Neville bringing some amazing, amazing information to you, and Lex and Sarah on the Girls in Golf Pod. Check out all the podcasts here on the Callaway Golf Podcast. Thanks, everybody. Stay safe. Have a happy Cinco de Mayo. And we will talk to you Thursday with Retief Goosen on the Callaway Golf Podcast.